This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Senator, how do you put those genies back in the bottle, though, even if he did apologize for, say, the Muslim ban proposal or for the comments he's made about Judge Curiel? How could that wipe out what he's been saying for months and months?
Oh, I don't know that you can wipe it out, but, you know, his opponent, you know, if you look at just at the trust factor, and that's a reliable indication, you know, how did we get here? That somebody who is under investigation for not following the law, for breaking the law, is now the standard bearer for one party. And it's not the first time. And so the question is how do we get with just these two people? I think America is greater than either of these. And I think there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who could actually lead this country and do a much better job than the two nominees that we have. So we're going to have one of these two probably, and we better hope that their direction is more about the country and less about themselves and their parties. Mike.
I guess maybe that's the bottom line of all this, Scott, is that you would hope that it's not about themselves, that, you know, I guess, you know, as it's been well documented and considered, that you have to be an extreme egoist to really consider, you know, running for president. Not only that, is that you got to have a lot of money these days. And so, you know, some people just right off the top are disqualified because they just don't have the wherewithal to come up with $2 billion.
Yeah, and the, I mean, and then once you do get into it, you know, taking money from people that do have that kind of money that want to back you, people want to make that a bad thing. So, I mean, you got
It only turns out to be that way because you become beholden. And this is the charm and why people appreciate one Donald Trump, because he's not going to be beholden to a particular interest group. Although, you know, things are changing a little bit. Now we're going into the general election, and though he's worth billions of dollars, he's not going to write a $2 billion check, is he?
Well, the problem with Trump is that it's like you said, he is more of a... He gets in trouble when he starts talking me. Mm-hmm. You know, the judge isn't fair to me. So that's where he runs into trouble. Most of his awkward statements or his bad statements are when he starts talking about himself. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, when he's talking about we are going to make America great again, things like that. That's when people really seem to rally to him. So he needs to drop the me part of it all and then just go with, you know, same with the media. Well, they don't treat me very nicely. Well, I mean...
Well, he can... Yeah, and I think the media is kind of... Everybody picks on the media, so that's probably not as bad. But when you start getting into some of these other things, and, you know, like with the current case that, you know, keeps coming up, And like you say, suddenly that trumps the conversation, if I can say that purposely. It trumps the conversation, and he's not able to talk about, you know, policies and talk about the wee kind of things that you're talking about that rally the people and add people, add numbers to his base. It merely takes away. And what we're finding out, of course, we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi is coming on in just a moment. We're talking a little bit more. We're going to drill a little bit deeper into this this association with, you know, with Judge Curiel, because there is more to understand about this, and there is a reason that Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump's not an idiot either. You know, though some people would think he is, but you know, there's something there that appears to be unfair. And so, though he may be unartful in how he expressed it, because welcome to the world of politics where everything has to be so political and so sensitive, and we're still dealing with a politically correct society. So no doubt about it, and that's what he's dealing with.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And while you're dropping me an email, tell me to put you in the running, get you in the hopper, so that you can be in the running for one of those Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray discs that we are giving away, all right? Make sure you include your address as well, all right? Jerome Corsi, the one and only Dr. Jerome Corsi, is with us right now. He received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University, currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com, where he works as an investigative journalist. In 2004, he co-authored the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veterans Speak Out Against John Kerry. Dr. Jerome Corsi, it's always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Good to be back with you.
Well, Jerome, I mean, here we are. It's come down to the standard bearers of politics and free markets. The Clinton machine now collides head-on with the Trump train, huh?
Well, it's going to be really interesting, and I think that Donald Trump is going to continue to surprise all the talking heads, the pundits, the GOP leadership in Washington, which is becoming increasingly irrelevant as far as I'm concerned, and our true, you know, core politics that are going on today. And I think Trump is going to continue to rise in the polls and attract voters. And the talking heads, the John Kasichs of the world, the, you know, Paul Ryans, their heads are going to explode because they can't. You know, along with Charles Krauthammer and Billy Crystal and all these other old, tired, worn-out talking heads who are supposed to know everything in Washington, and I'm even getting tired of watching on Fox.
Exactly. Well, Lindsey Graham, another one, too. Speaking of that,
I mean, you know, we don't have enough time in this program to list all the people in Washington who are irrelevant.
Right. Well, you know, and this is the thing. I mean, ironically, the Republican Party is saying they wanted to broaden the tent, and Donald Trump is broadening the tent. They just don't know how to welcome in these new Republicans.
Well, I mean, that's one way to look at it. I think the fact is that when they broadened the tent, what the Republican leadership meant is let's become more like the Democrats. You know, let's get more La Raza in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pandering to the left, which, I mean, you know, Paul Ryan's never seen an Obama spend. You know, they have no intention of repealing Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
They lied
yes.
to the people with, you know, saying we'll go to the more conservative with the Tea Party candidates being elected in 2014. Most of the people that I, you know, really work with, deal with, the core base of the conservative movement, you know, the people I'm writing for on WND, couldn't care less about Paul Ryan or McConnell or the GOP leadership in Washington or John Kasich or even including Newt Gingrich if he wants to oppose Donald Trump. They're all irrelevant because they don't get it. Country is tired of what I wrote about when I wrote The Abomination going back into 2008.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready for this new world order globalism. you know, fill the country with Islamic terrorism, open the borders, destroy jobs, sending over to China. This is a formula that Paul Ryan is and McConnell have sold on to. They want to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, this is why Donald Trump is rising.
Mm-hmm.
And I think will continue to rise. And you're going to be continually amazed to see the number of Hispanics and African Americans and other minorities that come over and start supporting Donald Trump because they're sick of the Democratic Party. If the Democratic Party, all they can do is elect Hillary Clinton, she's going to be their nominee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Bill Cosby, you know, she's an accomplice after the fact in his sexual crimes,
right,
by attacking the victims. She's under FBI investigation. As far as I can tell, I've written a book that'll come out in July called Partners in Crime. She's guilty not only over the violations, criminally guilty, of the using her private server for classified material, which she did and continues to lie about. If Hillary Clinton's moving her mouth or Bill, they're lying.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think American people know it.
Yeah. Well,
Clinton,
they do it.
I mean, the scandals go on and on and on. Uh-huh. Clinton University, this Laureate University, which I'm writing about, which is,
right,
you know, a huge scam. I mean, the most 7,500 people attended Trump University. This Clinton University Laureate has created three quarters of $1 trillion in student debt worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's a travesty of justice.
Yeah.
It's criminal. And the Clintons got paid $15 million for being the honorary chairman. Hillary sent $55 million while she was in the State Department over to Laureate. They got campaign contributions. The Clintons have used government to make themselves wealthy, and I think Trump's going to expose it.
Well, yeah, you bring up something that, of course, has gotten lost with Trump University. But then you look at what's going on with Clinton University. I mean, this is disgusting, but it's typical of what the Clintons have done. And, of course, Peter Schweizer wrote about it in Clinton Cash. It's going to be further exposed with the release of this movie in July, which is tied to the book and going to reinforce this. But, we'll see what happens. I got to tell you, I'm still surprised that more people weren't outraged about the movie 13 Hours in January that came out that I thought was very indicting to one Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama about Benghazi.
Well, they were outraged, and wait until that movie hits HBO and all the other channels and starts getting seen, gets being watched more on, you know, the various streaming movie channels, and it gets really, you know, viewed more. Mainstream media won't cover anything anti-Clinton or anti-Obama. The mainstream media is, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, my view of where the mainstream media is so extreme in terms of its worthlessness that I don't know why you'd buy a New York Times if you didn't have a dog.
or a parrot. Yeah, I understand. Well, and this is something that we've cited on this show repeatedly, Jerome, is that this is the main reason why mainstream media and particularly publications continue to lose circulation. You think they'd figure it out, but they're so in the tank to their beliefs that they've almost become like dinosaurs mating. They're totally irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem with, you know, species that are about to go extinct or, you know, movements that are about to go past. I mean, you know, the vinyl record industry held on to vinyl as long as it could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see very many people buying 78s to spin them around and on a vinyl turntable.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's the problem. Mainstream media is obsolete. It's inbred.
Mm.
You've got a bunch of people who are writing for the Washington Post, New York Times, etc., who would never be hired in the era of the 50s and 60s. They wouldn't have been good enough. And they're extremely in the bag and ideologically to the left.
Mm. Well, journalism is gone by the wayside. True professional journalism has gone by the wayside, and that's obvious.
We continue to do it at WND, WND.com, and others on the Internet are leading, I think, the dialogue. And Drudge Report, I think, is doing an outstanding job of being an alternative source that is increasingly watched.
Exactly. Well, Jerome, we come back. I want to dig down a little bit deeper into this La Raza Group. This has been an ongoing discussion. I know you've written widely about that as well. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Dr. Jerome Corsi from WND.com is with us. More from Jerome right after this.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Do you know your cataract IQ? Cataracts are one of the most common eye health issues experienced as we age, a condition that clouds the eye's lens, blocking or changing how light passes into the eye. Millions of people over the age of 60 have cataracts, and it is the leading cause of blindness worldwide. To spread awareness about cataracts and importance of understanding treatment options, Alcon has launched the Know Your Cataract IQ campaign. A 2016 survey conducted by Alcon of approximately 1,000 adults aged 60 and over who have been diagnosed but not treated for cataracts reported that only 25% of respondents said they have a full understanding of the condition. The results showed that while cataracts are not preventable, nearly half, 45%, of those surveyed did not know whether they are or are not, indicating that there is still a need for patients to talk to their doctor about the condition and best treatment options. To find out your cataract IQ and gain knowledge for you or a loved one, take the quiz at www.cataractiq.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fresh every day, 3 hours just for you, 9 to noon Eastern Time, coming at you live in these 280-plus affiliated markets, also around the world via shortwave. Thank you for joining us. Bill Martinez here with Dr. Jerome Corsi from WND.com. Dr. Corsi writes that the federal judge in the Trump University case, Gonzalo P. Curiel, is a lifetime member of the Hispanic National Bar Association, a La Raza-affiliated group that declared economic war on Donald Trump in a national campaign launched on the group's website 1 year ago. Now, when you first hear about the association, you go, okay, you got to understand that there's more to this, and there is a reason why Donald Trump, you know, made the comments that he made in saying the judge has been unfair. Because when you understand the background here, the attorneys associated with this whole deal, I mean, Jerome, if this happened to the Clintons, they would be screaming like stuck pigs, and the media would be carrying the whole story. It wouldn't have been a racist type of inclination or a presentation the way, dare I say, even the Republican leadership is trying to frame it. They just don't understand all the things that are involved here, it seems.
Well, the point that Donald Trump is making is that the judge and also the law firm,
yes.
And by the way, the law firm has a criminal past. Mm-hmm. Its founder was sent, and several of his original partners were sent to prison for criminal violations and class action suits, which I believe the firm is still continuing to do.
This is the law firm that is representing the plaintiff here.
Yeah.
Right?
And the law firm and Judge Curiel are all tied into this La Raza, San Diego La Raza Lawyers Association, which ties into the National Hispanic Lawyers Association, which was originally a La Raza organization. Now, La Raza, for those who, you know, have really followed the Hispanic politics, is a separatist group. It's a radical socialist, want to divide the races, and La Raza means the race. The original idea was that the Mexico has claim to the southwestern United States and to California, which were stolen from Mexico. This is mm-hmm. the socialist communist argument.
Right.
You know, in this mythical Aztec Atlan was the nation that should be reconstituted. In other words, they want the La Raza ideology is to give back the Southwest and California to Mexico.
Back to Mexico.
The La Raza
right.
protests where they use the Mexican flag. That's what this Mexican flag is all about mm-hmm. in the Southwest. And San Diego is the center of the remaining La Raza radical, socialist, anti-American Hispanic groups. Now, this contrasts to Cesar Chavez, who was also an activist in the Hispanic community going back into the 60s. And Chavez opposed La Raza because Chavez, like, he wanted to organize the migrant workers, Chavez did, into a union, get them better working conditions. But like Martin Luther King, Chavez was an integrationist. He wanted the Hispanics to become Americans. He wanted equal access mm-hmm. to the employment and economic and other justice opportunities. He wanted Hispanics not treated as second class. He wanted mm-hmm. equal treatment for Hispanics, equal economic opportunities.
Right. He and wanted
like
assimilation.
Martin Luther King did.
Yeah. He wanted assimilation. Right.
Integrationist. He wanted
right.
it. He wanted us to be one. Mm-hmm. The La Raza don't. The La Raza is anti-American, anti-white. It's a racist, supremacist organization from its core. And the judge and this law firm, which is a predatory law firm, have decided, you know, remember this law firm gave $675 million and $675,000 to the Clintons
mm.
as speaking fees.
Yes.
Okay, so the law firm and the judge are solidly Democratic, anti-Trump. So this is a calculated move. The judge has ruled consistently unfairly. For instance, the lead litigant, lead plaintiff in the class action lawsuit dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the judge said, that's okay, just find another one. Law firm had some ghost lead plaintiff. And this is what they were criminally indicted for going back, you know, into the 20 years ago.
Exactly.
They're still, they find a ghost plaintiff. The judge says, oh, just continue the case. Don't worry that your lead plaintiff dropped out. that your lead plaintiff is now testifying for Trump. And the judge just last week made an order, this Judge Curiel, who is Hispanic, and it's not that he's Hispanic, it's that he's La Raza.
Mm-hmm.
This is not opposed to, Donald Trump is not saying the judge shouldn't be trusted because he's Hispanic. He's saying the judge shouldn't be trusted because he's La Raza, he's radical, segregationist, socialist, appointed by Obama, siding with a law firm, giving decisions, releasing documents. Oh, he said it was by mistake. He released 400 pages of anti-Trump sealed documents for the court case and didn't release any of the documents favorable to Trump. That's what the Judge Curiel did last week.
Yeah, right. And it's a and that's a mistake.
Oh, he said, Curiel says, oh, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. You know, that was no mistake. That's the bias of a U.S. District Judge Curiel, who has a history of radical, anti-American, socialist, La Raza support, and has, you know, I'm going to demonstrate more of that and more of the law firm doing it. And Trump is saying these guys should not, the judge should be recuse himself, which is the case should be reassigned, and this law firm ought to be investigated for again engaging in criminal activity in the way it's conducting itself in this class action suit. Class action suit against Trump is basically a shakedown.
Right.
And well,
Jerome, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick, because people are asking this question every time I talk. You know, I talk about this. They're going, well, where's Trump's attorneys? Why aren't they? You know, they're the ones that need to process the order of recusal of this judge, and they seem to be, you know, kind of, you know, they're dancing around this issue. Maybe because they have to deal with the judge, and they see that there's other cases that they're going to have to deal with them on. They don't want to tick this guy off. Maybe I don't know, but they seem noticeably quiet.
There's no way to force a judge to recuse himself.
But they have to process the order, though, don't they? Don't they process the request?
And the judge says, I'm not doing it. I mean,
well, that's okay.
The U.S. district judges are like, you know, little kings in their own fiefdom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can be overturned by the circuit court and the Supreme Court. But, you know, they keep very low profile. They don't generally answer a lot of questions. They don't do interviews. They hide their political orientation and their ideology, but it comes out in their decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
The same kind of a radical leftist judge that went after Dinesh D'Souza.
Yes.
You know, for his federal election contribution, minor technical violation that a Democrat would have been excused for.
Right.
The federal bench exercises its leftist judicial views in its cases and hides that from the public under the guise of its, you know, of the robe of the judge.
Exactly.
And what Trump has exposed, and I think will continue to expose, certainly I'm going to continue to write about it at WND. I was very pleased that Drudge picked up my article linking both Judge Curiel in San Diego and the Robbins Geller firm to their La Raza connections through the, and they say, oh no, but wait, La Raza doesn't mean the National Council of La Raza. Nonsense.
Yes.
These are all ideologically oriented together on the La Raza movement, or they wouldn't use the name.
Exactly. Well, that's what I had to reconcile, is that, you know, in fact, Megan Barth and I were talking about this at length yesterday, and she says, Bill, look at La Raza's La Raza is La Raza. And, you know, and I've had to dig deeper into this, and Jerome, I appreciate you coming on and giving us some more information, because this will continue to unfold, and hopefully Trump can focus on the things that he needs to focus and, let people like yourself and others present this case, because there's no doubt about it. It's smelling way beyond fishy and way beyond old, no doubt about it. Dr. Jerome Corsi from WND.com. Jerome, thank you so much. It's just 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. And we're happy to have her back because, as you may recall here recently, we had a conversation about the IRS that it was rather obvious that they had their hand in the cookie jar. And finally, we get an IRS admission that they, in fact, did target anything with Tea Party in it. Conservative groups, that sort of thing. And, you know, Jenny Beth, this is in the face of one Barack Obama saying there was no way that that ever happened, you know, this sort of thing. And basically what they've been able to do is affect the elections, you know, at least, two, three election cycles, even to this day, by doing what they've been able to do, Lois Lerner and company.
Potentially affecting four. Right. What we saw this week, what happened is that the IRS was required by a court, I believe it was the Sixth Circuit Court, to hand over the list of all of the groups that they had targeted for extra scrutiny. And initially, the Inspector General said it was around 298, I believe, groups that had been affected. What the IRS gave this week was, or the end of last week, was 426. And they were doing this for a court case that NorCal Tea Party is doing, a class action lawsuit, which we're a part of, but NorCal is leading it up. That list had, I believe, 73, when I did just a quick control F looking through the list to find items, right. And it's 73 mentions of Tea Party, 68 mentions of Tea Party, 14 mentions of Tea Party Patriots, including my organization's Tea Party Patriots and Tea Party Patriots Foundation, and then Liberty groups, 912 groups with only the word Patriots, anything that sounded conservative and sounded part of the emerging Tea Party movement back in 2009 and 2010 were affected. Jay Sekulow with the American, the ACLJ, the I can't remember what it stands for, but he has been, his organization has sued the IRS on behalf of several different individual Tea Party groups. Two of the groups that he has been representing still to this day do not have approval from the IRS. The Albuquerque Tea Party applied in November or December of 2009, and they still today do not have their approval. Seeing this list, as you can tell, it burns me up.
Yes.
They have not been held accountable yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking you, and I'm asking your viewers or your listeners and everyone across the country, we have to demand that the IRS Commissioner John Koskinen is impeached.
Be impeached, there without a doubt.
Must be accountability.
Yeah, and I want to get deeper into Koskinen in just a moment. Jay Sekulow's group, American Center for Law and Justice, Jenny Beth, is the name of his organization. I knew exactly what you were talking about, no deal. So, but anyway, to help you out there, there's lots to understand here. I mean, this is so blatant and so outrageous. And speaking of Koskinen, I mean, Koskinen destroys evidence. He has just absolutely destroyed the credibility of the IRS and what the IRS and Lois Lerner and what she's been able to get away with, because, you know, she pleads the fifth and she's out the door living happily ever after, and we the people are paying her retirement. I mean, how does this work? I mean, this is absolutely disgusting.
It is completely disgusting. John Koskinen was hired. He stepped up to do this job supposedly so he could restore the foundation of trust between the IRS and the taxpayers and the people across this country. Look, I have issues with our tax code, but that's a separate argument and debate for a separate day. And whether and how we should be taxed is different than what we're dealing with right here. These groups, we were trying to obey the ridiculous regulations that exist right now so that we were complying with what they want, and we're punished for it. And not only that, there's a silencing effect across this country. People will be afraid to sign the petition because they will be afraid that they could be personally audited. And to anyone who's listening who's afraid, I say stand with us. I have your back. And if you find out you're audited or looked after for extra scrutiny after signing our petition, you let me know and I will go to the House Oversight Committee and we'll work to solve any issues you have from the IRS. If we allow them to silence us, they win. And it isn't just about us. It sets the pattern that this can happen over and over and over again with administrations in the future and agencies in the future. We cannot allow this to stand.
Are you surprised, Jenny Beth, in this country, in this modern era of this 21st century in which we live in, that an agency, a government agency like this, could have a cover for so long? I mean, we're talking since 09 this has been going on, and here we are, and we're talking four election cycles, as you mentioned earlier, that have been affected by this. And then by contrast, you look at what has happened on the liberal side. How many groups, you know, got passed through, including the president's half brother, who got exemption, and Lois Lerner even went beyond her jurisdiction and gave him, if I believe, is something like 30 months of backdated exoneration and coverage. This smells so bad. I mean, this is ridiculous. But this is what's going on, and under threat that if we don't follow the party line and go along with the Lois Lerners and the John Koskinens of the IRS, then they'll come after us.
But that's exactly true. But we cannot let them get away with that. And we have to make sure that our congressmen right now, it's on the House side. The ball is in the House. The House's court. It is time to make sure that they understand, every single congressman, that we want John Koskinen impeached. And they will argue that there's not a bloody footprint or a bloody knife. It isn't about only about high crimes. It's about high crimes and misdemeanors. And he allowed evidence to be destroyed. And I would argue that interfering with First Amendment rights at this level and allowing this much corruption to go on, that this is very wrong. That it probably does rise to the level of high crimes, not just of misdemeanors.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how serious of a stance does Congress want to take against this? I mean, we have to have some major pushback. I mean, first of all, I mean, I was no instant fan of John Koskinen, even when he came to the first hearing. I mean, his attitude and arrogance, I mean, it was clear. I mean, he just thought, you know, who are these people asking me these questions? You know, why am I having to, you know, break away from my cocktail party and things that I want to do back at the office to come here and answer these benign questions? I mean, his attitude just stunk, and it has gotten worse. And now to find out that the guy had such disdain for Congress to destroy evidence that they asked him specifically to hold on to, I don't know. I mean, I just it is amazing to me, and why they're even pondering this beyond 2 seconds.
I can tell you one thing. If our computers, if the hard drives crashed and we didn't have backups of everything that the IRS felt that they needed to have to look into our finances, it would not stand with that agency. And the same should go, that should cut both ways. It should not stand with the public that the IRS can say, oh, our hard drive crashed. We destroyed the tapes that we'd had sitting around for 2 years. All of a sudden, as Congress wanted them, they just expired, and we went ahead and destroyed them. Oops, sorry. It's not acceptable. It's
exactly
not acceptable.
Well, Jenny Beth, what's the call to action for We the People right now?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, sign our petition to impeach John Koskinen, and write a letter to the editor next week, letting your circle of influence in your neighborhood understand why we must impeach John Koskinen, the commissioner of the IRS.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we know how powerful the IRS, and we have heard the stories. We're seeing, you know, what is the news reports coming out, whether it's Lois Lerner, John Koskinen, the destruction of evidence, what they have done and how they've targeted conservative groups. If we don't speak up, if we do not push back and just pull back the curtain full blast, then we're going to continue to deal with this kind of pernicious and unacceptable behavior in this, the 21st century America that we're hoping to rebuild. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots has been with us. Jenny Beth, thank you for being with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom.
But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326. Type music because it is time for the one and only, we're talking Steve, the movie guy. He breaks it all down for us, the weekly report on the movies, not only what happened last weekend, but the exciting coming attractions coming to the multiplex, the big screen theater. Steve-O, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fine, and the Turtles had a wonderful weekend last weekend. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, number one, making about $35 million, which was about half what the last Turtle movie made, but hey, $35 million is still $35 million, and it right. put him on top of the box office. That was number one. X-Men Apocalypse, that was number two, making about $22 million, and they broke the $100 million mark last weekend. Now, the one, Me Before You, had a good weekend. This is that romantic movie that opened up. It made about $18.7 million. Alice Through the Looking Glass, not so much. It came in, I think, about $11 million last weekend. I think it probably will total about $70 million in this country when all is said and done, which is about $100 million less than it costs to make.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of a misstep there by the Disney company. And Angry Birds, rounding out the top five. Well, we have some interesting movies opening up this weekend. Should we start with Warcraft? Did you ever play this video game?
No, I did not. I tell you, my deal, I just never really got into video games because there's it requires some video coordination, and
yes.
I don't, you know, I'm pretty adept at most things, but when it comes to video games and pushing buttons and doing all that, I'm a mess. I mean, I got two left hands. It's a problem. I need therapy.
The people who are into this, though, you have to admit, are really into this. And this is a video game which is huge. I think it came out in something like 1994, which is really kind of the problem with making a movie about a video game, because you have legions of fans, people who have spent years with this video game, and all of this complex mythology and world building. And as a film director, this is being directed by Duncan Jones, you have to get it right. I mean, you have to be able to please the fan base. They have to accept this as the version of the characters and the world that they've been living in for quite some time. That's the challenge of Warcraft.
Right.
Some fairly good reviews.
Well, it's like religion. I mean, you know, you start getting into religion and you don't know how to say Second Chronicles. I mean, you're going to get thrown in the tank here, you know. So
that's right. Yeah, you tread lightly. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So here's the other interesting thing about this movie. It is a co-production between Universal and a company called Legendary, which is owned by China.
Is this a Jack Ma kind of deal or what?
Oh, it's incredible because there are 39,000 screens in China. It's a huge movie market these days and growing. And so when are able to command two-thirds of the screens. And I guess the pre-sales for tickets were through the roof. So this is going to be big. This will be a big movie, at least internationally. We'll see how it does here. They think it's going to make about $42 million, and it will be number one this weekend. Yeah. But here, briefly, is what it's about for all you people who aren't familiar with the game. You have this peaceful realm of Azeroth that stands on the brink of war as its civilization faces a fearsome race of invaders who are the Orc Warriors, fleeing their dying home to colonize another world. As a portal opens to connect the two worlds, one army faces destruction, the other faces extinction. From opposing sides, two heroes are set on a collision course that will decide the fate of their family, their people, and their home. Kind of standard fare there, but they say it looks pretty good up there on the big screen. It's, of course, a story that the video game fans are familiar with. We'll see how Warcraft goes this weekend.
Exactly. Wow. Going to be 3D as well, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be big, and it will be. It's one of these big, spectacular movies. So we'll just have to see how it goes in the good old U.S.
Exactly.
You remember the Amityville Horror story, right?
Yes, yes.
All of that. Well, we have another movie. It's called The Conjuring 2. This is another movie about Lorraine and Ed Warren, who, in case you're not familiar with those two, they are a pair of paranormal researchers. They actually were a real couple. They formed this thing called the New England Society for Psychic Research way back in 1952, and they were some of the first original paranormal researchers involved with the Amityville haunting, which of course became the book and the movie and all of that. And then they made another movie about the couple called The Conjuring, which came out a couple of years ago and did very well, about $300 million in this country. Now we have The Conjuring 2, which is another story. This, The Conjuring was about a haunting in Rhode Island. This is about a haunting in London. You have a single mother trying to raise four children alone in a house which is plagued by malicious spirits. So if you're a single mother trying to raise four kids on your own, you don't need malicious spirits complicating the situation.
Exactly.
This is getting some pretty good reviews here. 64% are recommending this. This, of course, starring Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson as Lorraine and Ed. But one of the reviewers was really quite funny. Here's what he had to say. He said, "This is a movie where virtually every scene is designed expressly for the purpose of causing the viewer's colon to have an out-of-body experience." Well put.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm surprised, actually, you know, as good as Hollywood is, we didn't do a Conjuring version, you know, of Washington, D.C. You know, we had to go across the pond and go deal, you know, let's do a Conjuring, you know, there on the Beltway or something.
That's pretty scary.
Just saying, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Conjuring 2, out to 64% recommending that one. That looks pretty good. Now, there's another sequel out this weekend. Maybe you saw a movie a couple of years ago called Now You See Me.
Yes, right. I remember that.
Really a surprise hit. It was really a smart movie, one of those movies about illusionists, one where, you know, you don't know what is real and what isn't and where it's going. It was really a terrific film, did really well. Well, now we're back with Now You See Me 2. And this takes place 1 year after this crew outwitted the FBI, won the public's adulation with their Robin Hood-style magic spectacles. Now, the illusionists resurface for a comeback performance in the hopes of exposing an unethical tech magnate. The man behind their vanishing act is none other than Walter Mabry, played by, wait for it,
yes,
Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter, growing up,
yes,
and playing Walter Mabry in this one. He plays a tech prodigy who threatens the Horsemen, that's the group, the name of this group, into pulling off their most valuable and impossible heist yet. Their only hope is to perform one last unprecedented stunt to clear their names and reveal the mastermind behind it all. You have Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, Lizzie Kaplan in this. About 39% of the critics are recommending. The trouble, the difficulty with doing a sequel for a movie like Now You See Me is you have to kind of top the original, which might be difficult to do. If you like this sort of movie, though, you have one to see. Now You See Me 2 out this weekend.
And Woody Harrelson's going, "Look at me, Mom, I'm on the screen with Harry Potter."
Maybe so.
Hey,
yeah,
why
well,
not?
It's good to see Daniel Radcliffe getting some roles there. He was a talented kid, and I think hopefully will have a career.
Well, I saw the trailer on this. I think he does a good job on this.
Mm-hmm. And I think it could be if you know, if, like I say, if you like the first, you probably like this.
Yep.
We have another movie. I saw the trailer for Genius. this movie out this weekend, a couple of weeks ago. It really looks interesting. It has a terrific cast. You have Colin Firth, Jude Law, Nicole Kidman, and Laura Linney. And this is based on a book called Max Perkins, The Editor of Genius. Now, if you're into the literary sort of thing, you realize that you recognize the name Max Perkins. He is the book editor where he oversaw the works, discovered these talents, people like Ernest Hemingway,
exactly.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. And this is about the relationship of this guy, played by Colin Firth, Max Perkins, and Thomas Wolfe, who's played by Jude Law. They had a very complex relationship, and it really is a terrific movie about the relationship between an author and the book editor, which the editor plays a huge role in the final product. So Genius out this weekend, about 47% are recommending this
book. Boy, could you imagine that, being in charge of all these geniuses? I mean, you talk about herding cats.
Oh, absolutely.
Lord have mercy. I mean, you got a handful here. I mean, guys like Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. Oh, my goodness. What a
sometimes not the most stable characters. And so,
well, as we know, from history, we know that, that they could go sideways on you, no doubt about it.
Here's a wild movie. I'm not sure where it's playing, but I came across this and checked out the trailer. It's called Puerto Ricans in Paris. And this stars the great...
Do they allow them in Paris?
They,
well, that's right. It's open borders, so it's okay.
Hey, I guess so. Ed Garcia also in this one. They play a couple of detectives. They were at the New York Police Department. They're in the Luxury Goods Recovery Unit, which means they have to chase bootleggers around Lower Manhattan for the most part. But then they get a random visit by a celebrated French designer and her business partner, and it sets in motion a sequence of events that takes them on a wild goose chase through the streets of Paris. So this is going to look great. I mean, all the fashion parties, the hipster nightclubs, they're looking for this stolen handbag. And it's supposedly a whodunit with laughs and a lot of heart.
Well, you know it has to be. You know it's got to be hysterical.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans in Paris out this weekend. And if you are a cineaste, a real fan of the film situation, you might want to check out a documentary called The Palma this weekend. 95% of the critics are recommending this one. This is about one of the most talented, influential filmmakers of all time, Brian De Palma.
Right.
And if you look back on his career, which started in the 60s, he gave us movies like Carrie and Dress to Kill, Blowout, Scarface, Say Hello to My Little Friend,
yes,
The Untouchables,
exactly.
Carlito's Way, Mission Impossible. So this is what they say is a real funny, honest, and incisive portrait of a one-of-a-kind artist and an exhilarating behind-the-scenes look at the last 50 years of the film industry through the eyes of someone who has seen it all. If you're a film fan, check out The Palma this weekend.
Yeah, when you think about those movies, Steve, I mean, you know, and at that time, he really took it to the edge. I mean, he really, what he put up there on the big screen, I mean, you know, of course, the Scarface was obvious, but some of these others, I mean, most amazing. Yeah.
It was a great time for film, and he was one of the major movers and shakers with the industry.
Well, you're right. We've got lots to choose from this weekend. I mean, you know, so many movies. You know, how do we get the time here?
That's the challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see you at the Cineplex, man. Bring plenty of popcorn, man, because I think we're going to have to probably sit through at least a couple of viewings just to even catch up. Steve, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood. Yes, have a great weekend. Enjoy it, and we'll see you there at the movies.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.